We're delighted to welcome all the delegates, as I understand, from the four corners of the globe. People from all over Australia, people joining us from overseas, from Japan, Singapore, New Zealand, the Caribbean, the United Kingdom, Spain, Saudi Arabia, Switzerland, and others. I apologize for any country I missed. But it's wonderful to see you all here to meet to discuss this important work. As Senator Stevens mentioned, the theme of the conference this year is opening up learning design. And we see that there's a growing movement towards open approaches in education today, be it open source software like LAMS, open access to research articles, and open sharing of educational content. Macquarie University is part of this open movement, as illustrated not only by LAMS, but by our decision in 2008 to mandate the open sharing of research article preprints through the university's repository. This is part of Macquarie's commitment to sharing the benefits of our research with the world and our commitment to a social inclusion agenda of which LAMS is a part. Also, Macquarie University has pushed the social inclusion agenda a little further, and we've appointed, I think, would be the first pro-vice chancellor for social inclusion. Her name is Professor Gail Whiteford, and she's doing a fantastic job engaging with the broader community and with assisting Macquarie to be a more socially inclusive campus and more socially engaged with our local community and beyond. So we will look forward to seeing some significant advances in that area at Macquarie over the next few years. I'd like to congratulate the LAMS team for winning a gold award and best leading platform at the IMS Global Learning Consortium Learning Impact Awards in Spain earlier this year. And Macquarie is delighted to see this global recognition of LAMS as a leading international e-learning innovation. And we're pleased to see the growing adoption of LAMS around the world, including its translation into 28 languages. It's also great to see that the LAMS community now has over 5,000 educators as members from over 80 countries. So I think that is quite an amazing achievement, and I hope you all feel proud of being part of that, global movement. The work of the LAMS community is very important. Opening up access to educational tools can make a real difference, especially in developing countries and for schools in isolated regions. As Senator Stevens said, education through the digital world is the future. Educators need to be at the forefront. Today's students are now growing up in a digital world. I hate to admit it, but I can remember when there weren't mobile phones in everybody's pockets and there was no such thing as a laptop. Sometimes makes me feel ancient. But the world of technology has just advanced so dramatically over the last years that it's hard to fathom. But used in the right way, the digital world can be, I think, a great equalizer. Through creative use of affordable technology, people in remote areas and in poorer countries who might otherwise not have the opportunity to experience face-to-face teaching or have access to knowledge can be provided with a virtual classroom. It's people like you in the LAMS community who make your work freely available, who help make the digital world a more accessible one, giving a wider and more diverse range of people opportunities for education, education which is the great equalizer. So on behalf of Macquarie University, I'm delighted to welcome you here to the fourth International LAMS Conference. I hope you will have an interesting and stimulating day, as I'm sure you will, and I wish you all the best for future advancements in LAMS and other open source software. So welcome.
Thank you very much, Janet. We appreciate that. And it reminded me that the digital world that young people today move into is so extraordinarily different from, you know, the one not very long ago. I have a colleague who was at a holiday house with their children, and their six-year-old was with them, and the phone went, and they picked up the phone, they started talking about it, and the six-year-old went, "What's that?" sort of pointing at the phone. And they said, "It's very strange. What? I've never seen a phone before," and so on. And then they realised it was the cord hanging from the phone, that the child had never seen a phone with a cord before. So it's amazing how things change. We have two keynotes to kick out off our conference today. I'd like to firstly introduce Professor Phil Levy from the University of Sheffield in the UK. Phil is a longtime colleague and has been particularly a leader in the area of inquiry-based learning, and especially as applied to humanities and social sciences and the arts. And so I'm delighted that she's able to join us for this conference and to share some of her thoughts on both the big picture generally and also, you know, the interesting issue of students as designers. And then later in our second keynote, Debbie Evans and other colleagues will tell us a bit more about some work here in Australia on that. So, Phil, if I can invite you up to join us and we'll get started.